This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right. We have some news this morning. The RFK site bill was in front of the Senate committee this morning. And according to Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9, it has passed the Senate committee. Steve Daines, the Montana senator who was, together with the Wetzel family, the developer of the logo, and had pushed back on supporting the bill for a long period of time, cleared the way, voted yes for it, and the bill has passed the Senate committee. It now advances to the Senate floor for a full vote. So it's up to the Democratic majority leader to give the bill a hearing on the floor before the, new Senate takes over in January. So that's got to happen sometime next month, or it could still perish. So it's great news. At the same time, it's not definitive news. Eric Flack said the vote was 17-2, with Bernie Sanders and Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, the only no votes. It became clear the entire Senate committee fell in line after Senator Daines from Montana signaled his change of position supporting the RFK bill. But the next stop is the full Senate, and I believe that takes a simple majority, or does it take 60 votes? That's what I need to find out. Let me see if I think it's 60 for that bill to pass. I think they need 60 senators to vote yes. And remember, one of the senators, and he was not necessarily on that committee, was Chris Van Hollen from Maryland, who has said all along he's not in favor of it because he's protecting Maryland's interest. He wants the stadium built in Landover. But this certainly is good news. But again, I think, it is passed the Senate committee, the RFK site bill, 17-2. But that bill still has to get a full hearing in front of the Senate on the floor and be approved before that Senate leaves in December and a new Senate comes in mid-January. Senator Van Hollen and the other senator from Maryland would be Ben Cardin, right? Until also Brooks takes over in mid-January. They've indicated they would vote against it. Find out, Denton, is it 60 votes or is it simple majority? I think it's 60 for a bill. I should know that. But anyway, that's good news. Good news. Another step towards RFK. Remember, if the Senate votes yes and that land becomes the city's land to do with it what they choose, you then still have a negotiation with the team, where the team's going to have to get what, you know, a comparable deal that they would get from Maryland to say yes. You know, this is a big step because it couldn't have happened without it, but it's not the final step. Senate floor vote, and then the team, Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, etc., and the city have to come to an agreement on the RFK site. You know, how much is the city and the city's taxpayers going to contribute? You know, how will they get the team, you know, let's just say, call it $1 billion of whatever that, you know, $3 to $4 billion price tag is. So we'll see. But big news from downtown on Capitol Hill. The RFK site plan has passed through the Senate committee. It now advances to the Senate floor.
And again, simple majority is what you're looking for there.
It's simple majority?
Yeah, 51 out of 100.
All right. So there you go. Senator Daines from Montana was a big part of changing his mind. The team obviously did a good job with him and the Wetzels to make them feel comfortable with the path they were taking with respect to the logo. No, that doesn't mean anything with respect to the logo being a part of a new brand, a new name down the road. They've done things in the stadium. They've, you know, I think certainly allocated some resources to go towards whatever it is they were looking for. So there you go. That's my what do you got for today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.